This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
A budget battle is brewing inside City Hall. Mayor Adams is looking to make even more cuts, but other city leaders say he's going too far, and they warn critical city services could be impacted.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us from City Hall. Steve, you asked the mayor about these cuts. He's standing by them?
Yeah, very much standing his ground here. The mayor characterized this as an economic tsunami that is heading for New York. And the city needs to respond by being more efficient, cutting down costs wherever possible. The projections do look pretty grim here. A $2.9 billion budget gap next year. That could go up to $6 billion by 2026. You have this confluence of factors at play here. Wall Street may be headed south. Tax receipts do not look promising for the city. The mayor's still asking for $1 billion from the feds on the migrant situation. So he insists that it is time for some belt tightening in New York City.
So, Steve, how deep would these cuts actually go?
Well, it depends on which agency you're in. Most city agencies were already ordered to cut about 6% from their budgets. This latest order from the mayor would go even further in telling agencies they won't get any new funding for new initiatives, and positions that are vacant right now, half of them would stay vacant. So pretty significant moves that'll be felt across the city. But uniformed agencies, that's the NYPD, FDNY, sanitation, they would all be exempt. They would still be able to hire and get more money when they need to. The mayor was asked about that. He said he is still dealing with a crime surge, that he'll take a closer look at the NYPD budget once the ship is stabilized, in his words, around crime.
Well, it sounds like there's some significant pushback. What are we hearing from other city leaders?
Yeah, definitely a lot of opposition that is brewing here. The council speaker, Adrienne Adams, no relation to the mayor, she's now starting to get a bit more forceful in her pushback. She said today she is perplexed by the mayor's strategy here. She said the city cannot afford to lose staff in the way that the mayor is proposing. Also, some significant pushback from Comptroller Brad Lander, who's really starting to emerge as a pretty significant thorn in the mayor's side. Lander says these cuts could put critical city services in jeopardy, things like street safety improvements, building more affordable housing. All this is in the context of stories we hear all the time in city agencies about short staffing right now, really low morale, people leaving in droves. The comptroller borrowed one of the mayor's favorite phrases in saying that these cuts could make it harder for the city to get stuff done.
Thanks, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns at City Hall.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.